Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Pastor Rick Armstrong. I'm not Pastor Doug Callison, as you figured out by yourselves. It's good to be here. I've been at Trinity many times, and it's good to be back. Been in touch with Pastor Doug. Maybe some of you have too. Doing well. I went through the experience he's going through last year. I had both knees replaced at two different times, and now going up and down, and everything's great. And he tells me, though, the only thing that's not going real great is physical therapy, which I guess is not supposed to be going great. So yeah, that's a painful time. So keep him and Desiree in your prayers, if you would. Want to remind us all, fill out the prayer cards and fill out the attendance cards. Just want to encourage you to do that, and then someone will pick them up as part of the worship service. So make sure you do that ahead of time. But at this time, let's stand. Let's greet each other. If you don't know someone around you, introduce yourselves to them as you share the peace of the Lord, okay? And we stand. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Help us in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. And together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you and for me, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. And as a called and ordained servant of the word, and by his authority, I announce to you the forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, O gracious Lord. Be with you. And let us pray together. O Lord, you have called us to enter your kingdom through the narrow door. Guide us by your word and spirit. Lead us now and always into the feast of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you, the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And you may be seated.
I believe that God has appointed these special words to be heard by you personally this morning, and so I have the privilege of reading to you, first of all, the Old Testament, from the very last words that Isaiah, the great prophet, had to say in his wonderful book. For I know their works and their thoughts, and the time is coming to gather all nations and tongues. And they shall come and shall see my glory, and I will set a sign among them. And from them I will send survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Pul, and Lud, and draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the coastlands far off, that have not heard my fame or seen my glory. And they shall declare declare my glory among the nations, and they shall bring all your brothers from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots and in litters, and on mules and dromedaries, to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their grain offering in a clean vessel to the house of the Lord. And some of them also I will take for priests and for Levites, says the Lord. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, so shall your offspring and your name remain from new moon to new moon and from Sabbath to Sabbath. All flesh shall come to worship before me, declares the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. And the epistle is from St. Paul's book of Hebrews. In your struggle against sin, You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, and you have and have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons? My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then all are illegitimate children and not sons. Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but he disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Therefore, lift your drooping hands and strengthen your weak knees and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be put out of joint, but rather be healed. Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one fails to obtain the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springs up and causes trouble, and by it many become defiled, that no one is sexually immoral or unholy like Esau, who sold his birthright for a single meal. For you know that afterward, when he desired to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no chance to repent, though he sought it with tears. For you have not come to what he may be touched, a blazing fire and darkness and gloom and a tempest and the sound of a trumpet and a voice of whose words made the hearers beg that no further messages be spoken to them. For they could not endure the order that was given. If even a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned. Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I tremble with fear. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to immeasurable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word. This is the word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 13th chapter. And Jesus went on his way through towns and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. And someone said to him, Lord, will those who are saved be few? And he said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, open to us, then he will answer you, I do not know where you come from. And then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence and taught in your streets. But he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you come from. Depart from me, all you workers of evil. And in that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves cast out. And people will come from east and west, from north and south, and recline at table in the kingdom of God. And behold, some who are last will be first, and some are first who will be last. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
And you may be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm a morning walker. I like to get up in the morning. I like to get up early. I like to get out before sunrise. I enjoy the time and the outdoors, the beautiful trees, the neighborhoods where I walk, usually the trees and the outdoors and the air at that time. But I enjoy walking in the morning also, probably two reasons. Number one, it's a time where prayer, it's a time of thoughtfulness and relationship with God. It seems to me the best place to do that. But I've also really come to enjoy it once again since knee replacement and back out, able to get back out there and do those morning walks. How many of you are morning walkers also? Anybody? Raise your hand. Oh. So that's what this crowd's about. So the rest of you are evening walkers, I understand. So in the neighborhoods, I've experienced this interesting phenomenon. Maybe that's sarcastic. In many neighborhoods, interspersed along with those beautiful trees are those round wooden poles that stick up to hold the wires and to hold the lights for the neighborhoods. Those poles are straight. Those poles are tall like the trees. But as you look closely at many of those wooden poles, they're also splintered and gashed and sometimes moldy and weather-beaten. But obviously, there's another difference between the beautiful trees in our neighborhoods and the utility poles. The trees have roots, and the poles don't. The trees have an ongoing source of nourishment that keeps them alive. The poles are just dead wood stuck in the ground. Anna, if you would put up that first reading, please. John 15. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. And apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that withers and is thrown away." Over many years, I've come to know Trinity Congregation as a church, a ministry that has been here in downtown Orlando for what I originally this week thought of as many years, but now as I've heard the announcement, specifically 100 years. And over the years, I kind of understood from you that you've seen yourself as having a unique opportunity. You have a unique opportunity to be here in the middle of this city as the presence of God, serving and reaching and proclaiming Christ to those around you. And I found it interesting when I looked at your website this past week. Not only do you see yourself as serving here in the middle of this city, but according to your website, you also see yourself as influencing people around the world, which I think is a wonderful vision to have. And your purpose statement makes it even more personal. Your purpose statement, as I read it on the website, our purpose in all that we do is to bring people one step closer to Jesus. One step closer to Jesus. And as I know you, you do that through ministry partnerships, you do that through Bible studies, you do that through worship, you do that through your child development center, you do that through the many relationships that have been formed in this place and springing from this place into our community. And you've also had a wonderful history of leadership in the Lutheran community. And I personally have experienced one piece of that. That mic is alive today. I've experienced one piece of that in my life, in my ministry, because it was here at Trinity 30 years ago that Lutheran counseling services began in your fellowship hall. And you have been part of the support and part of the hope and part of the impetus to continue that ministry, reaching out to people in the name of Jesus and his grace. But now, Pastor Doug tells me that discipleship is a major focus for you and your congregation. He told me that you are focused on the core competencies of a disciple. Core competencies of worship, witness, word, fellowship, and stewardship. And those are the platforms for your life and your life together as a church. And it seems to me that that's exactly what our scripture readings for today talk about. The first reading, I am about to come and gather all nations and tongues, and they will come and see my glory. The second reading said, we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. And the third scripture reading, pointing us not to what we do, but to servant ministry. He said, indeed, there are those who last will be first, and first who will be last. That's the roots of God's love that runs deep in you, the people of God. And God uses you, and God blesses you. And that's his promise to continue to do that as the vine and the branches. Anna, the next scripture reading, 1 John 4. In 1 John, we're told, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. And whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. And this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. As moisture and nutrients run from the roots, through the trunk, through the branches, into the vines, on those trees out there, God's love in Christ Jesus runs from the roots, through his vines and branches, you and me, into the lives of people in this world. Reggie McNeil, a church consultant and coach, once said that God is on a mission and he has invited us to join him in it. Once again, God is on a mission and he has invited us to join him in it. And it's important to understand that it's not our love that we share. It's not our strength that we use. It's not our mission that we engage in the church. It belongs to God. It's God's love, God's strength, God's mission. And yes, he's invited us to join him in that. And the next reading, if you would, Anna. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. The Greek word used there is the English word love, is the Greek, that familiar Greek word agape. And the best way I know to translate the Greek word agape is a love for the undeserving, a love that always gives, no matter what it receives in return. God's love for us is that agape love. It's a love that always gives. And as it gives, what we see is forgiveness and grace and peace and power and wisdom. We see mercy. We see hope. We see healing. All from God. And we see more because God gives and gives and gives to us. Ultimately, he gives most completely in his son, Christ Jesus, on the cross and in the empty tomb. And it's a personal relationship that God has given and created with us. And that's what goes on here. And will continue to go on in that love flowing through the vine and through the branches in your lives and into the lives of people around us. In my work today for the last 15 years at Lutheran Counseling Services, what I've come to understand that I've been given the gift of that I didn't have when I served in the parish is I see a whole lot more unchurched people now than I ever saw when I served in the parish. And one of the reasons is because many of us as therapists are on insurance panels, and so people come to us not because of Lutheran Counseling Services. They don't know what Lutheran is. They come because we're an insurance provider on their insurance. And as I work with unchurched people today, one of the things that I've come to understand about them is that they have learned how to ignore our words from the church. They've learned how to ignore our words. And they've done that because they say that all too often what they hear from the church is judgment and condemnation. They don't hear from us love and grace. But I've also understand about unchurched people today, they have not learned how to ignore our acts of mercy and our acts of service and that unconditional love and care for them as people of God. So much of the ministry of the church today is about that one-on-one relationship with others so they can see and so they can experience God who loves them as they need to be loved. And that's the other scripture reading, Anna, if you'd put that up. Let us love one another, for love comes from God. As I travel in an airplane these days, and look out the window, I've kind of seen this contrasting thing that goes on. Unless you're riding in an airplane in the midst of a stormy situation, usually what you do when you look out the window is you see this vision of clarity as the sun is shining brightly for a long distance above the bank of clouds below. And it's kind of cool to see that light shining in all of its brilliance in that way. But then as you look below, what you see is the clouds. And you not only see the clouds interspersed there, but as you even look below the clouds, you see those dark shadows that the clouds form there on the ground. And it dawns on me that that's so much about life as well. There are days in our lives when, in our human short-sightedness, we can see no evidence of God's love above us or around us. And all we can see is the blackness of doubt. All we can see is the shadow of uncertainty and the gloom of distress that overwhelms us. But sisters and brothers, that doesn't change the reality. The reality is that God's light is still shining. And God's light is, and His grace is still rooted in our lives. And God's grace and His love is shining into us and through us to those around us. And the last verse for today, Anna, Hebrews chapter 12. It's the last verse of that section, that long section that Omar read today. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. Worship God acceptably. I don't think that that just means something that we only do at 6 o'clock on Saturday nights, or 8, 9:30, or 11 on Sunday mornings. Worshiping God acceptably is a daily thing. And at times it's an hour by hour thing. And it's through all circumstances, not just in the good times. He's an awesome God. An awesome God that lives with us at all times. And we are rooted in Him, and His grace, power, and wisdom and strength works in us and flows from us to those around us. To God be the glory. Amen. That profession of our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God. His Father, before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Lord, who received from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy Christian and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. And we pray. Gracious God, thank you for this opportunity that you give to us to gather together as your people in worship, but also to gather together as people being fed and being nurtured and being assured of our forgiveness and being given this gift of prayer where we can bring to you the hurts, the concerns, the thanksgivings, and the joys, and hear from you through your Spirit and your Word. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, thank you for feeding us. Thank you for seeing us as your vines and your branches. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to experience your love and your grace, but also for that love and that grace to flow through us into the lives of others. Bless our ministry, we pray, our ministry together here, but our ministry individually as we speak, but also show you to those around us. Lord, in your mercy. And Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of your meal, where you give us yourself through your body, your blood, the bread and the wine, and you assure us in visible terms of forgiveness and your power existing in us, not just as we receive it, but each day as we remember it and have it feed us and move us to be your vines and your branches. Lord, in your mercy. And Heavenly Father, now hear the prayers of your people at this time.
Father, for Charlotte, who was battling cancer, Heavenly Father, be with her, guide her, help her. For Ola Evans, who is in hospice care, be with her on those final days of Heavenly Father. Give her strength and courage and let her know that you're in charge. Lord, in your mercy.
Our prayer. And Heavenly Father, we bring to you our prayers also for Pastor Collison and Desiree, for Pastor Moore, as he continues to recover. Continue to surround them and heal them. Be with those who give them care. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And you may be seated as we receive the offerings.
foretaste of the feast.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. When shout the glory of your name, sing Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna to the Lord. Truly blessed is he who comes, the name of the Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is given for you." And in the same way also, he took the cup after supper and after giving thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you and for all people for the forgiveness of all their sins. Do this as often as you eat it and drink it in remembrance of me." And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Body and blood strengthen and keep you in his grace unto life everlasting. For his peace. Amen. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Body of Christ for you. The 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 body of Christ for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. Remember and know God's love and his grace that always lives with you. The body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. Welcome Take and eat the body of Christ for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. Welcome to the table of the Lord. The body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. You guys remember and know God's love and His grace that always lives with you. The body of Christ for 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 you. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. Take and eat the body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Remember and know God's love and His grace that always lives with you. The body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. You guys remember and know God's love and grace that always lives with you. The body of Christ for you. And the body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. The body of Christ for you. May this body and blood strengthen and lead us in God's grace in our lives as His people. Amen.
Spirit. For as in the beginning.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look upon you with his favor and give to you his peace. Amen.
A few announcements here. All right, the first announcement, choir begins August 28th and rehearses on Wednesdays evenings at 7:30 p.m. If anyone is interested in singing in Trinity's Parish Choir, they are welcome. No one is turned away. There are details in the weekly, or if you need to, you can contact the church office for more details. And someone will be at the Sunday service to talk to you about that, I believe, next Sunday.
He's right here.
Or he's already here. Paul
he's
is.
Right here.
Sorry. 28th. I'm ahead of myself. You're behind.
Good morning. So I'm here to talk about the choir as well, too. For 100 years now, Trinity Parish Choir has been a part of the ministry here at Trinity. Since 1926, when the sanctuary opened, we've had choir members that have climbed the stairs at the back of the sanctuary to go to the choir loft to help lead in our music ministry. This Wednesday, indeed, the choir is starting rehearsals for this current season. Rehearsals are every Wednesday at 7:30. We do adjust times during Advent and Lent. All are welcome, none are turned away. It's okay if you can't make every Wednesday or every Sunday to sing. Your own choir director misses occasionally as well, too, so if I can miss, it's okay for you guys to miss. We typically sing two Sundays at 11 o'clock, one Sunday at 8 o'clock. We'd love to have some new voices join the choir this year. Our tenor and bass section have decreased significantly. We're singing about three people right now. Could use some more, but again, we'll take any voice, any part. You'll all be welcomed. It's a great opportunity to serve Trinity through the music ministry. Most of you that are here are probably 11 o'clock service loyals. For the Sundays that we do sing at 8 o'clock, if you don't want to sing at 8 o'clock, it's okay. If you're normally an 8 o'clock person and you want to sing at 8 o'clock, you can still sing at 8 o'clock. You can come to the 11, just sing the anthem, which is typically right after the epistle, and then leave. I do that sometimes myself as well because I'm an 8 o'clocker. But again, we would love for you to join us on Wednesday. There are several choir members, raise your hands, that are here. If you have questions about the choir and you want to hear firsthand how much fun it is and how awesome it is, speak to any of those people. The other opportunity through music ministry that we have is Make a More Joyful Noise. We do a periodic Sundays where it's some type of festival Sunday or it's some type of fun Sunday, and we invite everybody from the congregation to sing with the choir for one Sunday only. This year we're probably going to do two or three of them, and the first opportunity is coming up very soon. With the Make a More Joyful Noise Choir, we typically rehearse just the Wednesday night prior to the Sunday that we sing. If you can't make that Wednesday night, come Sunday morning, 30 minutes before the service. We'll teach you the music quick, and you can be part of this Make a More Joyful Noise Choir. So that first opportunity is coming up with the 100th anniversary of Trinity with the celebration. We invite you to join us for this milestone event. That service is Sunday, September the 15th. We'll rehearse on the Wednesday prior, September the 11th at 7:30. We encourage you to come on the 28th, this Wednesday, if you'd like. We're going to have probably three different songs. One of the songs that we're going to be singing is being written by David Ludwig, so it'll be a super special occasion. 100-year anniversaries only happen every 100 years. How fun would it be to say, I sang with the 100-year anniversary choir for Make a More Joyful Noise at Trinity Lutheran? In all of your lifetimes, you'll only experience that 100-year anniversary once. So it'd be fun to be able to say that you enjoyed it as part of the choir. Thank you for letting me speak this morning. We hope to see you Wednesday night, 7:30, upstairs in the choir balcony.
much better than I could do the announcements. Next announcement is make a joyful noise. And if you'd like to sing for just one Sunday every once in a while, sounds like the old first floor once in a while choir, make a joyful noise is for you. This group meets several times a year for a quick rehearsal and singing in one service. The first service date is set for September 15th. I think I've heard that date before. At the 100th anniversary worship service, if you'd like to participate, let us know. There are all the details in the Triune Weekly. Next announcement, young adults can join us on Saturday, September 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. for the first gathering of Trinity's Young Adult Ministry. You can come to enjoy some music, dinner, and games, and there's details, including how to RSVP in the Triune Weekly. And I believe this is the last announcement. Save the date. Again, the September 15th, it's an important date. It's the 100th anniversary celebration. Starts with breakfast at 9 a.m. over in the Fellowship Hall, I believe, followed by a time capsule reveal and combined worship at 10:30 a.m. back here for one service that Sunday. So make sure you know that, come to that time versus your regular time. And join us as we celebrate the past, give thanks to God, and look forward to Trinity's future in the next 100 years of ministry.
Peace, serve the Lord with joy.